Now we're going to find out if it really is the Devil's Night. We're going to have a debate. That's what we like to do here. I don't actually have a coin. Does anybody got a coin while we introduce our people that we introduce? First of all, once again, I'll remind everybody that this is a highly prepared, well-prepared debate show where we have people who are preparing for their debates months sometimes in advance. I think since this is a Halloween debate, more than likely they've been preparing since last Halloween. But the point is, they know their stuff. You can trust, I'm sure, at least one of the people on this show. And so let's introduce debater number one.
Hello.
Hi there. May I ask your name?
Yes. My name is Bridget Smith.
Bridget Smith?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, and may I ask what you're...
I am Suzanne's therapist now.
Suzanne?
Little Susie, yes.
Oh, okay.
She's much older now.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here. And
slightly disturbed.
Let me introduce debater number two.
Hi,
debater number two. May I ask your name?
My name's Buffy. I'm one of the other little girls in the chat. Susie's friend, remember?
Oh, and you're grown up now?
Yeah.
How long ago did this take place?
Oh, this took place, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago?
All right, well, let's find out the fact of the matter here. Okay, as I'm sure you could tell, Bridget Smith believes that this tract is 100% true, and Buffy over there says it's false. Interesting, which is very interesting, because Buffy was, of course, the recipient of the Jesus information.
Yeah, but I was, like, 6 at the time.
Well, okay, let's tell me, I think you're older than 6. Well, maybe not. I don't know how old you are. You tell me how old you are, and why don't you begin by telling us why this tract is completely not true?
Well, like I said, I was 6 at the time. And, I mean, little kids believe everything they hear, especially from their grandparents and their friends. I mean, Susie's grandfather told her about Jesus. And, you know, he's old and respectable, and who wouldn't believe him? I mean, he gives out candy.
It's true.
And, you know, she told to me. She's my best friend. So, I mean, naturally, I believed her. I mean, best friends don't lie to each other, you know?
Well, that's an interesting point. All right, well, what do you have to say, Bridget?
Well, you see, the thing is that Satan is very real and has, in fact, driven Suzanne insane for trying so hard to defeat him.
Okay, so you say Satan's real.
Oh, yes.
This is your... medical opinion? No,
yes.
I'm sorry. Are you a doctor of medicine or just a psychologist?
A psychoanalyst. Yes.
So do you have a doctorate?
You don't always need a doctorate for these things.
Do you have a master's degree?
I believe I'm very masterful at what I do. Yes.
Do you have a bachelor's degree?
I'm a woman. How can I be a bachelor?
Did you get out of high school? And I mean graduate high school, not get out of high school.
You can do these things at home. Yes.
Did you finish middle school?
Excuse me, where are we going with this?
See, like,
I do believe we were discussing how Satan has taken over this poor woman's mind.
Yeah, and see, I took biology class. We learned evolution, and there is no such thing as God and Jesus. Like,
whoa,
if you had gone to eighth grade, you'd know that.
So they, oh, I'm sorry.
We have switched topics.
They taught you in school that there's no such thing as God.
Well, not necessarily that there wasn't God, but, I mean, they explained evolution to us, how we evolved from apes.
Which automatically means there's no God.
Do you see how Satan is taking over the world?
Excuse me.
Using Halloween.
I don't know.
As his holiday.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, well, we do have an expert, I think, who wants to say something about this.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Satan. I am taking over Susie's body.
Oh, you're...
Suzanne, calm down.
Little Susie!
Calm down.
Little Susie!
Suzanne, calm down.
Okay, so that's Susie.
Do you want
possessed.
The Thorazine again?
No Thorazine.
All right, then sit down.
Exorcism.
Oh, no, settle down.
Why would
down.
Satan ask for an exorcism?
That's the only thing that will cure her, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
Susie.
Thank you for that information.
Suzanne.
What are you, Superman walking around going,
this.
Kryptonite,
exorcism
insert
is,
here? What?
Is a Catholic's... form of seducing you into Catholicism. Sit down.
Hold on.
Candy.
Hold on a second. Susie, Satan, you're going to have to wait your turn. I have a question for this therapist.
Yes?
You say Satan is real.
Yes.
But Christianity's not.
No, Catholicism.
Oh, Catholicism. Okay.
Is fake. And is another one of Satan's tools. And that is where exorcism comes from.
So,
it is Thorazine for you, young lady.
So you believe that Satan has possessed her. But that Thorazine will get Satan out of her.
I'm gonna eat your face!
Suzanne. Off my face. She's not possessed by Satan.
No, I'm sorry, possessed by her boyfriend.
I'm sorry, Satan's her boyfriend?
What?
Oh, right.
Or her boyfriend is controlling her body in some way.
She's so obsessed with her boyfriend, and she doesn't want anyone to know that she's not following the pure little righteous path to God, that she's blaming everything she does on Satan and just going over the top.
Buffy?
How could you?
Susie, this is true. You're ridiculous. Stop.
Susie.
Yeah?
Did you have relations with your boyfriend?
What kind of relations?
Susan!
Physical, sexual contact.
You mean like hand-holding?
No, Susie.
Grandpa?
I think you're old enough for
Grandpa,
to understand.
When did you when show man, up?
When a man and a woman love each other very much.
Ew, Grandpa!
No, hold on.
This
may
is certainly
be...
not traumatizing her any less.
I don't think this show is the place for that
Susan's
sort of a talk.
Grandfather.
Hopefully you can have that talk with her elsewhere when we're gone. Because
Please.
We don't want to hear it. But, Jesus. Okay, look, that does kind of, I must say, that sort of hurts your argument.
Not in the slightest!
Well, no, it doesn't.
She still has visions of Satan.
Yeah, Satan! That's why she goes out and parties every weekend and takes, like, E and other, like, stuff.
Buffy? You told me that was Tylenol.
You know, the Satan thing goes away pretty quickly when somebody says something bad about you.
Suzanne,
I can't help it!
That's interesting.
We need to discuss this further, Suzanne.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, discussing her flaws really gets Satan right out of her, so that's probably the best technique to cure her, I think.
Here, if I may, I'm your local Satanist representative. My name is Mephistopheles. I'm not actually,
distasteful!
I'm not actually a big guy himself, see. Just,
Man, what's up?
I just have to let you know from your local Satan representative, you know, local sin houses, this girl is in no way, shape, or form affiliated with us.
Okay.
This ain't Satan, man.
So this is not Satan. All right.
No.
Well, I have a question for you while you're here. I have a question. How many children has your group taken? We're getting close to Halloween now.
Hundreds, man.
Hundreds? Oh.
Hundreds. We're Satanists, man.
So you got hundreds of kids, and you're planning lots of kid sacrifices and animal.
Generally, we don't sacrifice the kids, but we do bite some heads off rats every once in a while.
Okay,
makes us feel tough.
So why do you take all the kids before Halloween, then, if you're not going to kill them?
Excuse me a minute?
You're gone. That's okay, we have another expert, so we'll just...
Well, I just have a commentary about mischief on Halloween. It all gets accused of Satan worshippers, but there are a lot of people that like to hurt kids on Halloween that aren't affiliated with Satan at all. There are a lot of us that are just jerks.
Oh, so you do hurt kids as well?
Yes.
But you're not a Satanist.
You have Satan in your heart. That's
lady, there is
you gotta
no
give me a little more credit
thing,
than that,
Satan.
Lady. I mean...
Can I ask what your religious affiliation is while you're hurting these kids?
But he changes when he's not hurting them.
I don't know. I'm atheist. I think if there's any if I get affiliated with any religion at all, it'll bring me to some kind of enlightenment, and I don't want to risk that.
That makes sense. So you just hurt kids, kind of going, oh, I don't need to hurt these kids for any deity
I keep busy.
Wannabe,
you know?
Deity. I just like to. Makes sense.
Satan's no wannabe.
Well, doesn't he want to be
Susie,
God?
Shut up.
Okay. Okay. So I've conferred with the group. I conferred with the Satanist group, and we've decided that we don't take kids.
You don't take kids at all?
Yeah, you can't scare kids.
Who else comes over on Halloween?
We don't want this guy. This guy's not affiliated with us either.
Well, he's not a Satanist.
Yeah, this guy couldn't bite a head off a rat if he tried. Excuse me, I gotta go shoot something up to feel
really?
Tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go home and bite a rat tonight just to show you wrong, okay?
Whoa, that's some strong words. Buffy, why don't you give us your closing arguments?
Like I said... There's no such thing as God, there's no such thing as Satan. You can't use Susie as proof because, she's in a mental asylum.
Do you have any evidence of
the
non-existence of God or Satan?
Have you looked at the fossil record? I mean, come on.
And the fact that there is no Satan fossil proves that there's no Satan? Is that what you're trying to say?
Just exactly. I mean, when was the last time you found a human skeleton with a tail?
Well, I've never found a dinosaur skeleton either.
There you go.
But that means there's
no
dinosaur.
One ever has.
Oh, that's true. All right. Well, Bridget, your closing arguments.
This is simply ridiculous. I have been seeing Suzanne.
Like, you're ridiculous.
For a very long time. She is obviously unwell. That is not the sound of a well girl.
But how does that prove that this tract is true?
She is unwell because she has brought so many children to the service of Jesus.
Look, you know, I don't know if I don't... I mean, I guess I'm going to have to be the one to state the obvious, but don't you think maybe she only said those things because she was already crazy? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's so much Satan in this room, I was momentarily possessed.
That's pretty convincing, isn't it?
Satan,
I haven't been possessed yet?
You clearly are. Hence the Valley Girl accent.
Excuse me?
They think you are possessed. So, you're saying things that they think are untrue.
Come to that, I'm not possessed either. What's up with that?
All right. Well, look, here we go. It's come down to that final moment where I decide exactly who won this debate. Oh, my goodness gracious. Bridget Smith won.
Of course.
Of course.
Clearly.
Buffy.
What?
I'm sorry. Apparently there are fossils with humans. And
I cast the devil out of everyone in this room. In the name of Jesus, I cast Satan out.
Oh my God, let me out.
You're Satan? She cast Satan out, and you're like, I gotta get out. All right, you know what? Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction tonight. I hope you all learned something about, something. But we're still going to talk about Halloween next week, so maybe we're not quite 100% settled on the whole Halloween issue, even if we are settled on the fossil record of Satan, apparently. All right, thank you for listening. It's Frank Allen saying goodbye.